listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, as we talked about earlier, the Real World First Season Reunion is available. Let's go to the Progressive Guest Line. Progressive making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Adam Graham wrote an interesting little piece on it at the Detroit News. How are you, Adam?
I'm excellent. How about you?
Good. All right. So right off the bat, is it worth seeing where 29 years later, these middle-aged former stars of a reality show, the first one ever, is it interesting to see where they've ended up now?
Absolutely. If you care at all about the real world and the origins of the real world, where this whole thing started, you will be, I think, flooded with nostalgic feelings that you probably didn't even know were inside of your body. But watching them get back together in the same loft in New York where they were 29 years ago, I was flooded with raw emotion. And I was expecting, you know, I'm going to watch this thing, you know, it'll be okay. But when the first trailer came out is when I first kind of was like, whoa, this is actually an event. This is like this is important, generationally to me. To the people around me, and it kind of took me by surprise how warm those feelings were when the first trailer hit, and then when I watched the episode back twice in a row, because it hits that hard.
You know, I was trying to think about this, and I don't think this is hyperbole. I've seen great television, I've seen great TV shows, I've seen impactful emotional TV shows. I can't remember any program in my lifetime that affected me like this when I first saw this concept. And I had no idea at the time what it would mean, but how has that program, The Real World, changed an entire generation or two in terms of their expectations of entertainment?
Yeah, well, I came along, it was so new, and it's what's interesting is in the new episode, they're kind of showing some of the casting tapes, and nobody even had anything to compare it to. The producers and Julie, who was auditioning, is like, so what is this? Is this like an East Coast 90210? And the producers were answering back, yeah, sort of, because they didn't even know what it was. And I think that they had a concept in mind, but they didn't know what they were getting until they filmed it. And then until it aired, there wasn't anything like this. And I mean, you take it for granted now that reality TV is a genre, but back then nobody really knew what it was. And so it totally changed the scope of not just television, but culture at large. It's not hyperbole to say that. You go on, you get the Kardashians, you go on, you get Instagram, you get influencers, you get real people becoming influencers through all these things. You get a reality TV president. None of these things were even kind of mentioned or thought of back then. So yeah, it was just like it was a brand new thing that was dropped in front of us back then, and then continued to evolve over the years. I would say, I don't know, there was the first handful of real world. Do you remember going back to Hawaii? There was like a season. There was a season long tease of whether or not Amaya and was it Colin were going to kiss. Fast forward to like current reality TV, first episode, everyone's in the hot tub hooking up. It was a more innocent time, and it was kind of before the cheat codes had been revealed to see what could happen from this thing. Those first couple of seasons especially were pure innocence.
Yeah, you bring up a great point. Something we were just chatting about was one of the things that appeals the at least first couple of seasons is the I don't know what I'm getting into. Once that veil is dropped and people knew exactly how to use the vehicle, it changed, right? It just became a show where you could sense that people kind of knew exactly what they were getting into.
Yeah, and Puck, I think, was a major kind of a wheel for that, where he comes in and he casts himself as the villain. And then, you know, back then, Puck would have been a superstar. Puck was a superstar, but it was when we had different metrics for the way that we measure superstars. But so he comes in season three. Season one, there was absolutely none of that. So it's really the kind of only pure experiment in, you know, what this thing would later become is that first season. But, you know, the title of the new show is The Real World Homecoming, New York. And I think this concept works good enough that you will see the real world homecoming Los Angeles. You will see the real world homecoming San Francisco, because who doesn't want to see, you know, Puck back in the house just for a couple of days and see if whether or not he has remorse. And back then there were reunion specials, and there was a reunion special for the first season as well, but that was after a year had passed. With all the time that has passed now, you can really, really reflect on the things that they were talking about, and those are the discussions that they're getting into now. I mean, Julie and Kevin were having really potent arguments about race back then, and all the things that they're talking about then are issues that are still prevalent now. And so seeing them go back as, you know, people in their late 40s, early 50s, and having, you know, revisiting those discussions, that's it's more than just nostalgia. With this show, there's a poignancy to watching them go back into the same place and have those discussions again.
There is an element to this where you get fame, but you don't get the wealth that usually fame generates. Did they talk about how their lives were? I mean, I can only imagine going for a job interview and being told, oh, are you the Julie from, or are you the Kevin from? Like, did they talk about how they had to live normal lives after this? Like, Andre never became a famous musician. What was it like for them to have the fame, but also be like, I have to pay the bills?
Andre never did become a famous musician, but as you'll see in the episode, his hair is unbelievable, arguably better today than it is now. Yet Julie talks about, because she came to New York to be a dancer, and during the show, she was going on different auditions and stuff. You know, that was part of the engine that was getting her to New York. And she figured, hey, maybe I got some notoriety off this show. This will lead to more dance gigs, right? This is my foot in the door of the entertainment industry. But she talks about going out on auditions after the real world, you know, auditions for either like a commercial or for, you know, a production in New York City. The fact that she was Julie from the real world hurt her, because it would be distracting in a commercial to see in the background some dancer like, hey, is that Julie from the real world? So she never really got to have what she thought was going to come of it. And she talks about her story after spending a couple of years in New York. She moved to LA, lived with Norman, who was also in the cast for a couple years. And she's tried to get her foot in the entertainment industry. Then her parents got sick. She started dating a guy back in Birmingham. She ends back in Alabama. Heather B, still on Sirius Radio today, hosting, co-hosting with Sway, and she's on Sirius XM Fly. So Heather B was already in the industry, and I think this kind of helped her. It's kind of individual by individual, the ways that the real world helped or hurt. Kevin Powell was already writing, and then he went on to be a pretty important journalist. I remember there was the Vibe cover story that he did, the interview with Tupac, either when he was in jail or after he got out of jail. So Kevin Powell was already kind of making moves, and I think that he used the real world to kind of expand his profile. So it's really, it's case by case. And then Eric Neese, who's the most interesting, of course. Eric went on to The Grind. He was super famous, and then he really retracted from that over the last 20 years, and now he's like a spiritual Sherpa or something.
When we talk about pioneers in anything, we always wonder, would it have happened anyway? Would what we have today happened regardless of whether this show existed or not? Were we as a society heading in some sort of reality direction anyway?
Yeah, I think absolutely. Anyone that gets there first is kind, they can plant their flag in the ground. And
right.
I'm glad that it was MTV and the real world that did it first versus something on Fox that would have had hot tubs that first time around. I like the fact that there was that purity, that innocence. I think that, you know, that was the right production to do it. Yes, it would have happened. I think it happened the right way with this.
Adam, great stuff. And again, so you recommend this for anybody who went back in time and remembers what it was like to experience this?
150,000%. Like I said, it took me by surprise how much I was moved by it. And there's drama in there, but just seeing those faces and seeing them kind of react to each other. A lot of them talk about in the show that they haven't seen each other since the 90s. And just saying that
wow.
sentence out loud feels funny. So yes, it's a flood of emotions, and it hit me more than I was expecting to be hit by this. And I was excited for this. I'm excited to see where the rest of this series goes, and I'm excited to see what happens from this going forward. It's on Paramount Plus, so it's another app to add to your arsenal. But
right.
For this one, I say at least get the free trial, watch the episode, and I think you'll be moved.
Adam Graham, Detroit News, again, his Real World recommendation. Again, the Real World Reunion on Paramount Plus. Appreciate your time. I know it was kind of last minute for us, but I really appreciate you coming on.
Love talking. Thanks so much.
You got it. Absolutely. Good stuff from Adam. That was good. Yep, like we said, it's just kind of one of the unique pop culture events. And it trickled into sports too. I mean, once this door was opened up, it sort of lent itself naturally to sports. The behind the scenes, we're going to take a camera into this team, we're going to focus, you know, it allowed a lot of sort of creative minds to come and say, what can we do with this? Where can we take it? Can we take it into following a rock band? Can we follow obviously a sports team? And all of a sudden you started seeing those things. And now it's weird to not have that access, right? Like, you almost expect some level of behind the scenes video on something. You're almost expecting that somebody must have had a camera rolling during that confrontation, or somebody must have a documentary coming out on this once in a lifetime team or player or whatnot, because we've sort of gotten into the mode of, yeah, that's kind of what we do. You know, we kind of roll tape on everybody that might entertain us down the road. And yet you don't have to go back that far. 29 years seems like a long time, but in the huge level of entertainment, it's not that long to remember a time where that didn't exist at all. It didn't, you know, just stuffing people in front of a camera and saying, do something.
Yeah. You know, the only bad thing about this now is if he's right, that this is Real World Reunion, New York, and that, you know, he's thinking, oh, they're probably doing LA. They'll probably do a San Francisco. I'm going to have to get Paramount Plus now.
Yeah, I know. I got another streaming service
exactly.
I've got to sign up for. I've already got 10, I think. I don't know what we've got in our house. We've got a million of them.
I'm hoping it's true because I want to see Puck 30 years later.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah. I want to see Judd and Pam. They've been,
yes.
they're married and got three kids or something
yes.
like that.
Just don't bring the kids, though.
Don't bring the kids. I don't need to see them. All right, it's Wake Up Call at Sports Map Radio.